mutating in increasingly worrisome ways. Virginia lawmakers expected to vote soon on a bill that would legalize marijuana for adult recreational use in 2024. The bill is a top priority for Democrats, who framed legalization as a necessary step to end the disparate treatment of people of color under current marijuana laws. Opponents of the bill have said they are concerned that legalization could result in an increase in drug-impaired driving crashes and the use of marijuana among youth. This is SRN News.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress, but Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights, precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 92244.
William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville, offering massages, manicures, pedicures, facials, and world-class hair care. They are an upscale salon and spa without the upscale price. Their stylist commitment to continuing education keeps them inspired, on trend, and ready to help you achieve the style you're after. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Learn more about their services at williammasonsalon.com. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just an amazing end to the month of February after such a cold month. But we're ending on an unusually warm note. Even tonight will be very mild. Mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Rain chances tonight and tomorrow are very low, generally on the order of about 20%. High temperature approaching a record will be in the low 80s tomorrow, with the record high tomorrow 83. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely Sunday night and Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm giving you the goals of the Illuminati. I got to tell you, they're really hitting home. Number 19, to organize a worldwide terrorist apparatus and to negotiate with terrorists whenever terrorist activities take place. Now, this was implemented after the 9/11 World Trade Center attacks. Furthermore, they've openly placed the term terrorist on anyone who opposes their system. I think we're seeing this now, folks. Think about this. If you're a patriot, a veteran, gun owner, conservative, if you homeschool, or if you're religious, then you are a domestic terrorist. That's a fact. Number 20, to take control of education in America with the intent and purpose of utterly and completely destroying it. Absolutely. We are seeing that, no question. There's your 20 goals of the Illuminati, and this is old. It's like 10 years old, and I would say they've nailed them. Wouldn't you? Or they're well on their way. So none of this should be a surprise. None of this. This is exactly what's been going on. Unreal. You know, I have made, personally, have made some weird discoveries in the last 11 years because I've been down in the rabbit hole. I've been trying to figure out what's going on with me as well. Well, mostly with the Morgellons thing, trying to figure out what's going on with that. And being down in the rabbit hole is, I uncovered a bunch of things that kind of led me down the road to where Clearing the Air began. Because so many things that I once believed, I found to be absolutely not true. Most everything I was taught was a lie. That's kind of where this show came from. But I have, personally, I've made some amazing discoveries in the last 11 years, mostly because I think outside of the box. And I try things very few people would think of doing. One is the reversal of the images. Now, hopefully by now you know about the reversing of audio or the reversing of speech. Believe it or not, it's admissible in many countries in courts of law. You've probably heard of backward masking in music. That's when they record something backwards. See, the thing is, because of we are created by God, that's all caps, the Creator, we have a little bit of Him in us. We're very intelligent. As a matter of fact, when Adam and Eve fell, we were demoted. A lot of people believe they took away a couple of strands of our DNA. I don't know, but I know we were demoted because of that. But one of the things we still retain is our subconscious picks things up, deciphers it, and stores it in our brain, and we don't even realize it. One of those is backward masking in music. I'll never forget somebody played Stairway to Heaven for me backwards. One, the part where if there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alone. Now, it's just a spring clean for the May Queen, which makes no sense. If you play it backwards, it's, oh, he is my sweet Satan. I forget what else, but it's creepy. But it's there. I believe it's there on purpose because, like I said, our subconscious picks it up and deciphers it. Well, I believe that carries over to colors or to the visual spectrum. Keep in mind, one of the top three tenets of Satanism is what's called the law of reversal. Initiates into Satanism are encouraged to practice walking backwards, talking backwards. In other words, 180 degrees away from convention. Because Satan, he's the antithesis of God, right? You get that? I believe that carries over. And I discovered this totally by accident, that by inverting the colors of the images that I have taken, I could get a whole nother version of what was in that image. Things that my frail and very inefficient human eyesight had missed. Now, scientists say that we see less than 3% of what's actually there. But here's the thing. Higher vibrational beings become visible in our realm once we slow down the light because they resonate. It's hard to explain. Their vibrational frequency is so much higher than ours. We can't see them. The only way we can get a glimpse is by slowing down the light. Now, when I use a digital night vision binocular along with a cell phone camera, that's multiple lenses, and a lens slows down light. Now, they're not as clear in focus as I would like them to be, but it's amazing what I'm getting by doing that. It's unreal, but honestly, I mean, there's something there. I've sent a lot of images to Frank, and Frank was like, oh, my God. You know, he said him and his wife count a dozen images, dozen things in this image that I sent, and I'm seeing them too. They're there, but they're hidden in plain sight, backwards, if that makes sense to you. Another thing I discovered is when you take a Morgellons fiber, which I believe is AI, and you burn it with an open flame, it'll sparkle. A lot of people believe that's the silver content in it. Now, Jason, or the caller formerly known as Jason, he believes that it's lithium in it. I don't know. But it crackles and pops. It's weird. But it's pretty obvious what it is when you burn them. Anyway. The crazy thing is, I've made these discoveries, but nobody seems to care. The fact that I can put sticky blood in hydrogen peroxide and it turns into something solid, nobody seems to care. There's something else going on. It's in my house. It's our kitchen floor. For as long as I can remember, we've had these weird holes appear in the tile in our kitchen floor. Now, I pointed them out to the little short mean woman. And by the way, this can be dangerous, but seeing how as I'm totally inexperienced in laying tile, the risk was exceedingly low. You know, when the time comes, we'll get Jeff Mallison at Georgia Forest Direct. He'll get my business. But after showing her these holes, she surmised that maybe our dog, which back then it was a large lab named Allie, was making these holes. But I disagree because they're inconsistent with her claws. The weird thing is there's no consistency to the shape of them. They're just like little holes. The weird thing is when I take pictures of what's in those holes, that's bizarre. It's the same weird things I'm seeing under the microscope when I look at things that I extract out of me. So I don't know what's going on. There's some kind of nanotechnology, some kind of AI involved in all of this. I remember a few years ago people talking about the RFID chip. That's all you heard was, oh, they're going to chip us. I got news for you. They don't have to do anything to us. They can do it through the aerosol program, through nanotechnology, and you will never know it's been done. Now, what does that do for free will? That's the question. Because free will says you have to allow them to do this. You have to know what's going on. And they can do it without you knowing it through the aerosol program, but then again, there's no free will, so I don't know. But if you doubt that they're releasing something in the aerosols, on a heavy chemtrail day, go out at night with a dark shirt on. Just go stand outside for 20 minutes after a day of heavy chemtrailing, and you got to have a black light. Go inside. If you have a fluorescent black light, turn it on, and your shirt will look polka dot from all the glowing white stuff that comes from the sky. It's there. Also, our cotton's infected, too, as I've told you so many times. Take a Q-tip and a magnifying glass and look at what's coming out of the end of that Q-tip. It's freaking moving. It's alive. It's in all the cotton. Break time. 3 minutes.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their two free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral, and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Well, hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on the beautiful Alabama River. And we're right down here next to the RV park that you can bring your camper down here or your bus down here and come down here and enjoy the river, enjoy the pretty scenery, enjoy the good food down here. Speaking of scenery, you know, all you guys that are single or are looking for a girlfriend or a wife, Capital Oyster Bar is a pretty good place to start. Let me tell you what, there's always some pretty girls in here. If they don't work for me, they're customers for a long time or brand new customers. I'm telling you, young and old, there's some pretty girls down here on the river. Now, let's talk about some good food to go along with that. We've got a fryer, a steamer, and a grill. Fry up some good old shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of fish out of the Gulf. Same thing on the grill. We can cook you some fish on the grill. Got a little cream sauce to go on top of that, a little crawfish cream sauce. Boy, I know that'd make you hungry. Y'all, entertainment's coming soon. Just give you an idea. Sunday Blues will be back soon. Y'all check it out. CapitalOysterBar.com and Facebook page. Get down here soon, y'all. Come on hungry.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Let me tell you something you're not going to hear on the national news or the media here, mainstream, totally controlled and treasonous mainstream media. Excuse me. In Germany, the people have filed a class action lawsuit against the government for this COVID BS. They're tired of it. Now, keep in mind, look at what the Germans have been through. World War I, the Treaty of Versailles, which basically screwed their country, and then Hitler using that, coming back, getting into power. And for all the stuff Hitler did, it shouldn't have been a surprise. He wrote it all down in Mein Kampf. All he had to do was read the book, and you'd know what he was going to do. But he did it. So the Germans, they know what all this is about. They know what's happening in America. They know, they see it as it's happening around the world, and they don't want to go through it again. So they're standing up to their government going, oh, no, 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 no. You're not going to lock us down. This is bull. Just like we ought to be doing. They're doing it in Germany. You're not going to hear that on the news. But they have filed a class action lawsuit against their government, and I love it. The UN is the danger. The UN, the globalist UN, you know, their chief warns white supremacy is a transnational threat. You know what they're saying? What they're saying is if you believe in God, you believe in country, if you believe in all the things which I believe a real American believes in, you're the enemy to these people, and you are, because they believe everything diametrically opposed to what we believe. So they're in power. They're considering us the enemy. As I've been telling you, they're going to come after us. They're probably going to take me off the air. When they come to administer a vaccine, there's going to be a hail of gunfire, and I'm going to probably be dead, but I'm not taking a vaccine. things are going to get bad. They're going to get real bad. Trump's not coming to the rescue. The swamp's not going to be drained. You need to be preparing right now. Where are the boat rockers out there? Where are you? I don't get it. I don't understand. A Wisconsin healthcare worker had an aneurysm and died 5 days after her second COVID vaccine injection. This is just some random need-to-know headlines. New York school found exposing kindergartners to BLM propaganda. The FBI seized thousands of cell phone records of those at the Capitol on the 6th of January. Imagine that. I got something else about that in just a minute. In Oklahoma, a repeat offender got early release from prison, promptly goes out, kills three people, and cooked one of his victims' heart. What a guy. What a guy. Okay, let me get a little deeper into this need to know, because this blew my mind right here. Well, let me find it. Sorry. I thought I had it just pulled up, and suddenly it's not there. Well, where did it go? I don't know. Here it is. During the Senate confirmation of the tapioca bola pudding regime, Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland, the U.S. Circuit Judge, indicated that he believes the protests against the 2020 election, they're domestic terrorism. But Antifa and BLM attacks on federal courthouses, well, that's not domestic terrorism because, in his words, the latter attacks happened at night. I'm not making this up. He said his personal definition of domestic terrorism is the use of violence or threats of violence to interrupt the democratic process. Therefore, attacks on buildings at night, well, they don't count. He'll fit right in with that tapioca bowl of pudding, won't he? The House of Representatives in North Dakota voted 50-44 to make mandates on wearing face masks illegal after Governor Doug Burgum imposed a mask mandate 3 months ago. The bill's sponsor, State Representative Jeff Hoverson, called mask mandates diabolical silliness. That's a really good term. I like that. Characterizing them as a conspiracy run by unelected wealthy bureaucrats who are robbing our freedoms and perpetuating lies. I like that too. The bill also prohibits making use of a face mask, shield, or covering a condition for entry, education, employment, or services. Amen. Now, Tennessee, the state north of us, their lawmakers have proposed legislation that would prevent the private sector from discriminating against those who do not wear COVID masks in public places. This legislation would keep stores, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and other forms of businesses from requiring the wearing of masks. Or, get this, or requiring proof of vaccination in order to obtain services. Now, in a recent interview, Dr. I'm a Weasel Fauci said that he sees it entirely possible that everyone will have to keep wearing these masks throughout the entirety of 2021 and into 2022. Has it occurred to any of you that this mask mandate, as well as the social distancing nonsense that the dark side has placed on us, may simply be a way for them to tell who's going to obey and who's not? I believe that's exactly what's going on. One of the many things that's going on. Journalist Julie Kelly examined the arrests of pro-Trump supporters from the Capitol back on January 6th and found that none of them were charged with possessing or using a gun inside the Capitol. Further, no one else has been identified as carrying a gun inside the building except law enforcement and security guards. At least 100,000 people attended President Trump's speech that day. Fewer than 1,000, quote, stormed the Capitol. Around 200 were arrested and only 14 face weapons charges. Those deadly and dangerous weapons include two baseball bats, a can of pepper spray, a stun gun, a walking stick, an axe, a few fire extinguishers, a helmet, a riot shield, and a collapsible baton. At no time did this random weaponry pose a lethal threat to lawmakers inside the Capitol. Of course, as we know now, the violence was perpetrated not by Trump supporters, but by Antifa, who were bussed to the event and were seen putting on MAGA hats and T-shirts in the parking lot. Nobody seems interested in that part of the story. They infiltrated the Trump people. Unreal. The Supreme Court declined to hear a dispute over whether it's constitutional to count absentee ballots that were received up to 3 days after Election Day. In a 6-3 split decision, the court dismissed the lawsuit, claiming it was a moot point now that the 2020 presidential election is over. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote,
One wonders what this court waits for. We failed to settle the dispute before the election and thus provide clear rules. Now we again fail to provide clear rules for future elections. And then he added, the decision to leave election law hidden beneath a shroud of doubt is baffling. By doing nothing, we invite further confusion and erosion of voter confidence. Our fellow citizens deserve better and expect more of us. I respectfully dissent. Now, President Trump's picks, that would be Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, voted with the liberals not to hear the lawsuit. How nice of them to repay him for putting them on the court. Isn't that nice? What people? Unreal. Unreal. Let's see. While Australia considers a law requiring tech companies to pay for news content, Facebook responded by blocking users from reading or sharing news about Australia. Australian publishers cannot post links to their own stories. Ordinary citizens cannot post links to any news stories, and no one in the world can post news stories that come out of Australia. A critic pointed out that the blackout is a stark reminder of the power the tech giants have over what people see. Yeah, no kidding. Next, all four members of Oakley Union Elementary School District Board in San Francisco Bay Area resigned after a video of them preparing for a meeting was, unbeknownst to them, broadcast live. Unaware that the public was watching them, they used profanity and made jokes about parents just wanting a babysitter while they smoked pot in their homes. One of the board members, Kim Bede, apparently was trying to defend herself from a parent who criticized her on social media for going to a party during the COVID-19 pandemic after insisting it wasn't safe to return kids to school. Board President Lisa Brizendine said parents really want schools to reopen so they can get their babysitters back. Good God. Let's see. Democrats formally introduced the tapioca bowl of pudding sweeping immigration bill that would provide a path to U.S. citizenship for an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. It's a 353-page pro-immigration bill. How about that? I'm sure they'll pass it. Why not? Why wouldn't they? A diner in Minneapolis near the police station that was abandoned during the George Floyd riots back in 2020 is suing the city for $4.5 million. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and others made the decision to abandon the station, which encouraged the rioters to go further. Other small businesses across the county are filing similar lawsuits because there's an expectation for law enforcement to do their jobs instead of standing down and allowing the destruction to take place. Ultimately, the taxpayers will pay these settlements. Of course we will, because that's what we're used for. Our Lady of the Rosary Nursing Home, I believe this is in Spain, 46 residents have died since January. Of the 145 elderly there, 46 have died after taking the vaccine. Folks, this is nothing less than the culling of the herd, starting with the elderly. Don't you see what they're doing? They want the young. The younger, the better, because they're easier to brainwash, easier to control. It's the older people that represent the biggest problem to the belief change that's taking place right now. And it's not the you can't teach an old dog new tricks mantra. It's more the don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining thing that the older Americans exhibit. See, they've been there and they've done that, and they are not easily fooled, which makes them very, very dangerous to the establishment. That's why they're killing them off. Unreal. The Bowl of Tapioca Pudding administration announced that it would extend the national foreclosure moratorium and mortgage forbearance through June, preventing home foreclosures and allowing for delayed mortgage payments. See, the Census Bureau data indicates that in December, 20% of renters across the country are now unable to pay their rent. 14 million were behind on their rent. 40 million people were at risk for eviction. Total unpaid rent is estimated to be over $70 billion. Landlords will not be able to recover the lost revenue, and it continues to get worse. Folks, they are destroying the country. Farmlands and private property are targeted as the U.S. is committed to tripling its so-called Protected Lands Program. The bowl of tapioca pudding currently illegally residing in the White House signed an executive order to protect 30% of the land, 30% of U.S. oceans by 2030 in the name of environmentalism and biodiversity. They're destroying our country, folks.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just an amazing end to the month of February after such a cold month. But we're ending on an unusually warm note. Even tonight will be very mild. Mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Rain chances tonight and tomorrow are very low, generally on the order of about 20%. High temperature approaching a record will be in the low 80s tomorrow, with the record high tomorrow 83. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely Sunday night and Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I want to play you a short video. This is for a guy named John Williams, and his YouTube channel is This Is John Williams. This is, I listened to this morning. It's scary, but you need to hear it.
Hey, what's up, guys? John here. America, once the land of the free, is now a politically correct hellhole. We're not able to speak our mind. We're not able to fight back and stand up. At least that's what the media says. And if we do, we're publicly shamed. We are cancel cultured. We're removed entirely. And this is turning into a devastating problem for everybody. Many people think that it's a good thing. You know, it's just the right that wants to speak out. They're the problem. But what's going to ultimately happen is after that's done, the left then becomes the problem. And then the elite control everything and everyone. Right now, Joe Biden, he just extended the eviction moratorium and the forbearance extension as well for the moratorium. People think that this is a good thing as well. This is an absolute real sham. And it's devastating because we're going to see many, many, many millions of people lose their homes in foreclosure when this thing comes to an end. We're going to see many people get kicked out of their apartments. We're going to see farmland seized by the millions upon millions of acres in the coming few years under what they call a climate issue. This is all going to be a devastating problem, but what's interesting is you're just not allowed to say anything. So in this video, I'm going to say something. I'm going to really share my opinion about what's happening. We have a very narrow window of time to do anything about this. Once this time expires, it's over. It's done. Everyone's going to be a victim. So stand up, fight for your rights, smash that like button so we can share this video. You know, drop your comments below. I'm curious, what do you guys think about what's happening? All right, guys, let's begin. So this is not going to end anytime soon. It's not going to end anytime soon. Look at this statement from Joe Biden off of whitehouse.gov. Listen to what he says, and you tell me if you think that this is going to go back to normal. The president, good afternoon, folks. I had a little discussion with my friends behind me, Dr. Collins and Dr. Fauci, about whether or not I should take off my mask. And the truth is, although we're more than 10 feet away, I think it's important that I not. It's critically important, the message, and I realize I'm speaking to a vast majority, at least I hope, of the folks out here at NIH. You know that wearing this mask through the next year here can save lives, a significant number of lives. The next year. So what that means is that we're going to continue likely pushing out this extension for foreclosures and evictions. And all this is going to do is snowball into a massive problem. And as this happens, it's not going to benefit the poor and the middle class. It's only going to benefit the elite. Now, let's take a look at what this extension means. So the Biden administration announced Tuesday that it would extend the nationwide foreclosure moratorium and mortgage forbearance through June. The move would prevent home foreclosures and allow for delayed mortgage payments. It would also offer 6 months of additional mortgage forbearance for those who enroll on or before June 30th, Politico reported. Some 2.7 million homeowners with government-backed mortgages are enrolled in the mortgage forbearance program, which remains available to 11 million homeowners. The action would extend an order originally enacted by the Trump administration and expanded by the Biden administration on President Biden's first day in office. And the severity of problems that are facing tenants right now is sickening. Estimates of the scale of the looming eviction crisis vary. Census Bureau data indicates that in December, which was 2 months ago, 1 out of 5 renters couldn't pay rent. 1 out of 5 in the entire country. 14 million people were behind on rent. 14 million. Researchers of the National Low Income Housing Coalition have estimated that as many as 40 million people are at risk of evictions, estimated on total unpaid rent, $70 billion. $70 billion. You think these landlords are going to get that money back? No, not in most situations. Tenants aren't going to have money. They're not going to be able to, especially as this continues snowballing. We could see this number hit $200 billion. Maybe more by the time that this whole thing's over, maybe $300 billion. But again, the longer this drags out, the better it is for the decision makers that are enacting these real sinister policies. You know, a common trap that we fall for a lot in America is that others are gonna do by you as you would do by them. You've heard that saying, you know, do unto others as you would like done to yourself. Well, we assume that sometimes that other people are gonna follow that. And when the other person actually benefits more by not following that, then you have to ask yourself, is this a smart situation to put myself in? And now when we look at the stimulus payments, for example, everyone's so caught up in the stimulus and getting free money. Nothing is free in this world. Nothing. And when we look at the stimulus payments, now this is what Congress is saying, according to entrepreneurs.com or entrepreneur.com, should $1,400 stimulus checks only go to those who get the you know what? That's a real interesting question. They take you out of work, they take away your assets, which is really your home or your ability to pay for that home. And now if you don't, then you don't have money to feed yourself. This is what they're proposing in Congress right now. And people think that this situation is only going to get better and that they're, you know, only a couple days away. They're only a couple days from really getting money out and everything will be great. No. 6 months, it's going to be way worse than it is today. A year, it's going to be horrible compared to what it is today. So we have to ask ourselves, are we giving more than we're receiving? You know, what's very fascinating to me is the American farmers, the tough, rugged, you know, the Second Amendment type of guys that really cherish their land. That's who they're going after now, which is really shocking. I'm looking at the National Geographic website, and it says the U.S. commits to tripling its protected lands. Here's how it could be done. So in a new executive order, the president promised to protect 30% of U.S. land and 30% of U.S. oceans by 2030, which, you know, 8.5 years from now, that is not that far away. And they're going to have to take aggressive actions now for them to be able to reach that ambitious goal. So 289 million acres protected for biodiversity. And the goal by 2030 is 30%, 729 million acres. The issue here becomes many of those acres are privately owned. So how do you take possession of these acres? That is the million-dollar question. And they found a way to do it. So what's going to be fascinating to see if this actually works and to see if people really just get on their knees and go out like that. Let's identify a geography and let us lead to the table and see what levers we can pull. What levers we can pull to seize freedom and power from these people. That's basically what they're saying. And they're going to guilt them in by saying something along the lines of, you know, we have to save this bird, or we have to save wildlife. So we need to steal everything that you own, basically. And what's really shocking is looking at how they intend to do it. They say incentives like conservation easements would allow landowners to keep their property and receive tax breaks or payments in exchange for giving up their development rights. So with farmland, many properties are literally just given from generation to generation, and they produce grain and food and meat, and they build out their real value for America on their land. And now that land, they're going to be told what they can and can't do with it. 729 million acres. You look at how big this land is. The size of this is 30% of the country. 30% of the country they want. You know, the statement of what levers we can pull, that goes so well with what's happening today. They're going to take as much power as they possibly can, that they'll be allowed to take. Because they're simply just a small body of people that are controlling everybody. But it's interesting because the majority, the masses for the most part, are sheep. They just follow orders. They don't want to step up. They don't want to stand up. And it's a shame. It really is. And I hate to be so brass about it, but it's just true. Because I can't stand to see the strong American male die. And that's what's happening in this country. You know, I was watching a Joe Rogan podcast where a woman who's also an MMA fighter, she was dating another MMA fighter. And the way that this man lost, he allegedly was laying on the ring like this, submitting. He basically died on his knees and not on his feet. And because of that, she broke up with him. And this really resonated with me because some people will say, oh, she's a bad person for breaking up with him for that reason, or whatever they want to say. But the reality is, she, in her mind, saw his true character, which is a weak person, rather than getting pummeled with honor and really standing up to fight. He begged.
Is that what we're doing? Why is nobody standing up? Why are we not protecting? What about all those kids who went across the world to fight for us in World War II? We're letting everyone down. Why are we not doing anything? The apathy is unreal. Is it aerosoled apathy? I don't know. Is it a combination of frequency, GMOs, and chemtrails? Probably. Something is causing this massive apathy, and I wish I knew what it was. All right, got one more segment before we open up the phones, folks. So let's go ahead and hit this three-minute break. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. I'll be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Why do I go to Chappie's? I go to Chappie's Deli for their delicious breakfast sandwich. I always feel at home at Chappie's, and they have anything that I'm craving for breakfast.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
All roofing companies slow down in February and March, but you know what? The good folks at C&G Roofing, my friends George, are going to do something very special for you. They're going to save you some money, $250 credit toward your deductible and or the new shingles on your roof. Right now is a good time to do it before, you know, summer gets here and then everybody's going to be busy. Call them today, won't you? 313-3958 or Google them at C&G Roofing. 313-3958. Save some money today.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with the mind and body numb by the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons. Now, in case any of you still question whether or not we're living in a police state, let me give you a heads up on a few new traffic laws in our country. For instance, in the great state of Arkansas, if you're caught speeding at more than 15 miles over the posted limit, just 15 miles an hour, it's a $500 fine and you lose your license for a frickin' year. In Georgia, if you're caught going 75 miles an hour or more on a two-lane road or 85 miles per hour or above on any road or highway in the state of Georgia, in addition to the fines and fees that you're going to pay where the speeding offense took place, there's going to be a $200, quote, super speeder state fee added to your bill. In Virginia, you can get charged with reckless driving for simply exceeding 80 miles an hour anywhere in that state, or for exceeding the posted limit by 20 miles per hour. Even if you weren't driving as fast as the reckless driving law states, meaning you weren't driving aggressive, being inattentive, or disregarding safe driving expectations, it's up to the ticketing officer. It's based solely on his observations as whether or not he can slap you with that. By the way, a reckless driving ticket in Virginia will cost you $2,500, up to a year in jail, and you will lose your license for up to 6 months. Now, those pale in comparison to the one state you don't want to get a ticket for reckless driving, and that's Oregon. It has the highest maximum fine for first and second time offenders. Reckless driving is considered, and I quote, when a person is aware of and consciously disregards a substantial and unjustifiable risk that the results will occur or that the circumstance exists. In other words, like in Delaware, there's a lot of leeway in how they apply that law. Get convicted for it in Oregon and you face $6,250 in fines, a year in jail, and 5 years of probation. You see, as more and more entitlement programs and liberal gibberish programs absorb more and more of our tax dollars, the municipalities are constantly seeking new sources of revenue. Well, check that. They essentially have only one source of revenue. That's you and me. They're constantly seeking more different ways to steal more money from us to make ends meet for them. Citing someone for speeding, it has nothing to do with safety. Not at all. It's revenue enhancement. Nothing more. For example, a study many, many years ago, I remember reading this probably 15 years ago, that people tend to run yellow lights frequently, especially at large intersections where light changes are lengthy, like 2.5 minutes or longer. The study found that if they would simply lengthen the yellow light by 1 second, the number of rear-end collisions would decrease dramatically, like 75%. So, you, if you're like me, you would think this is a no-brainer. I mean, I can't prove this, but I'd be willing to bet just about anything that the great state of Alabama, if not the city of Montgomery, a.k.a. the capital of dreams, financed a study to determine what lengthening the yellow light would do to the money collected through fining those who run it. Doesn't matter because they didn't lengthen the yellow light. They left it unchanged. But that's just a microcosm of America these days. The lure of increased revenue always wins out over the lure of more living, breathing human beings. You know, I remember a time where if there was even a slight risk that a human could be injured, that always won out over anything else. In case you haven't noticed, things have changed and the value of life has decreased dramatically. You know, I was sitting in my spot going through some research stuff and a little short mean woman was flipping channels. She ran across one of the commercials that show a starving dog, you know, in appalling conditions. And of course, the sponsor wanted you to send them money so they could go save these dogs. You know, the wife oohed and the disgusting image, and she flipped right past it, thank goodness. If that were an image of a starving child, would it have the same impact? Does the average American care about their fellow man? Does the incredibly high number of aborted children mean anything to the average American? I submit to you that the powers that shouldn't be are purposely diminishing the value and quality of life, so that as their plans escalate and hundreds of millions more people die, it won't be so tragic. At least they want us to think that. Believe it or not, there is and has been for many decades a depopulation plan in effect on this planet. Our presidents, as far back as Ike, have expressed concerns about the growing number of humans on planet Earth. Well, actually, their concern lies on the limited resources this planet makes to support the increase in population. So let me ask you a question, dear listener. Do you really believe that the Creator, whom I choose to call God, and that's all caps, would command us to go out and multiply, but then not supply us with the necessary know-how to feed and clothe the ones we bring into this world? No, He wouldn't. Of course not. The problem lies in the fact that the powers that shouldn't be are satisfied to weaponize every technology instead of utilizing it on behalf of mankind. Right now, at this very minute, we possess the technology to turn the Sahara Desert into a lush rainforest if we chose to, because we control the weather. The patents are out there in the public domain. You know, there are a few recorded instances where the Eastland patented technology, think HAARP, have been used to stop a hurricane that was bearing down on a key military installation. You can actually watch this on time-lapse radar. It cannot be explained other than something dissipated the energy of that hurricane just before it hit the base. See, part of their, and they being the powers that shouldn't be, part of their power is bound up in the secrecy that they maintain and foster. If more and more people become aware of what they're really doing, then it will be less likely for them to do it because it's illegal. They maintain this high level of secrecy by compartmentalizing everything. What that means is people working on individual projects, they never know what the big picture is. They never know what that little part they're working on is going to fit and what that's going to do. They perfected this procedure during the Manhattan Project, although one has to suspect that the people involved with that had an inkling of what was going on. I mean, come on. Another way the deep state stays ahead of the private sector, technologically speaking, is through control of the patent office. The cutting-edge stuff they cannot steal through new patents, they extort through existing patent holders to get their technology. As a matter of fact, Professor Eastland, the aforementioned Eastland patent on weather control, his son has spoken out about his father being forced to sign over the rights to his work in the field of weather modification. Of course, the infamous HARP facility in Alaska, that was the proving ground for what we now know is ionospheric heating of the atmosphere. Like an inside-out microwave oven, what it does is it heats up the nanometal particulates, which now saturate our skies. When you see these long lines crisscrossing the sky, you should know by now that has nothing to do with condensation trails. These signify the efforts the controllers are making in order to keep the skies saturated with particulates so that they can manipulate the weather, among other things. I remember a month before an earthquake caused a tsunami which breached the reactors at Fukushima, Japan, the Japanese finance minister testified he was approached by a high-ranking member of the United Nations who threatened unspeakable damage to that country unless the minister agreed to give the UN total access to Japan's vast financial resources. You see what happened when he said no. You see, the weather, just like the media and cutting-edge technologies, they've all been weaponized. Never mind that they could use these technologies to make Earth a veritable paradise. Don't want to do that. Don't want to help the average person. Oh, hell no, we can't have that. No, we want to weaponize it, and that's exactly what they've done. And I can assure you, we can control the weather, and we're not the only country that can. All the big players have the same technology we have. They found out through using HARP that they didn't need to put some big, long, multi-billion watt facility out there. They could use several smaller ones, and that's what they've gone to now. There's maybe 25 or 30 just in the U.S. They're ionospheric heaters, inside-out microwave ovens. So when you see the chemtrails, they're dropping, among other things, metal particulates, nano-sized metal particulates. Now, they claim, when you really, really get them down, they'll say, well, we're dropping metal particulates to reflect the sunlight to try to curb global warming, which is total BS. They're doing it because the military uses it for communications. They use it for weather modifications. There's seven or eight different reasons they use them, not to mention the biologicals. God knows what they're dropping. The nanotechnology that's coursing through my body as well as yours, you just don't know it yet, but you're going to find out. That's in the aerosol soup, too. These are bad people, folks. I don't know exactly when our government got this way. Maybe we never really did have the republic. I don't know. But they're bad now. I can tell you that. Evil. Evil people. They're Luciferian psychopaths, folks. That's what they really, really are. They do not have the capacity for empathy. They can't feel sorry when they do the unspeakable things to children. They don't feel sorry for them. They don't have the ability to feel sorry for them. That's how evil they truly are. Mike Adams had a video. I listened to a little bit of it yesterday, and he's talking about everything that we're seeing happen is being controlled off-planet. The controllers of the controllers here on Earth, so to speak, are pulling the strings because they're terraforming the planet for them, not us, off-world entities. They want Earth to be the way they like it. They don't care about us. Why else will they try to get rid of carbon dioxide, which we all require? It makes no sense. And as much as I hate to admit it, I think Mike may be onto something there. Mike Adams, Natural News, he may be onto something there. I don't know. That's more of a Postman thing. I don't know. Sure seems that way, though. Something's going on. They certainly are terraforming the planet. They're destroying everything. Why would you do that? I think they've been promised by their God, and that's a little g, and we're talking Satan, that they themselves will become gods. All they have to do is depopulate. I mean, look at the Georgia Guidestones. It's Satan's Ten Commandments. Get rid of 85%